When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. Real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Welcome to the $100 MBA Show. If we were a beverage, we would be espresso because we're short, strong, and effective with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today is part three of our three-part lesson on the 8 must-haves on your business website. If you haven't listened to part one or part two, please go back and listen to those two in sequence first. This episode will be here for you when you come back. If you're all listened up, then today we're going to go through the last part of our series. I'm going to wrap up the 8 must-haves as well as talk about something you may think I've missed. So let's get down to business. In our previous lesson, we talked about your story, a call to action, and a way to contact you if you're physical or an online store. Let's jump into number 7, the 7th must-have on your business website. And that's answering the question, why you? Why should I do business with you? What's your differentiator? This needs to be addressed as quickly as possible on your website, on your homepage, through your copy, or through a video that you present on your homepage. The point here is that you need to make sure your audience knows why you're the go-to person for what you offer. Why is the experience going to be any different with you than anybody else? Now, if you're finding difficulty answering this question, you need to sort this out first before you start trying to communicate it to your customers. This needs to be crystal clear to you. If you're in a thriving market, chances are you're going to have other competitors doing the same thing that you do or similar. You may have many different differentiators, but make sure you focus on the most effective or the most prominent differentiator. This is something that we're going through as we're working on a very large project we're going to be launching sometime in February. And I'm working on the sales copy of the website, and I need to make sure that I clearly define why we are the ones you should go with. Now, you got to do this professionally. You can't just be bad-mouthing your competition. You need to make sure that you show your differentiation without putting anybody down. But again, this is going to be a question your customers are going to have. Why you? And you need to be the first to answer that question. All right, number 8 and your final must-have is your promise. What are you promising your customers? What are you going to deliver? Now, this is not really the physical product or what you're actually giving them, but really what kind of experience are you promising? So for example, my promise for the $100 MBA is not over 180 lessons, interviews, a forum where you can meet other people, ask questions, workbooks. These are the pieces to the puzzle. These are the things that they're going to get. You know, these are the features. But my promise is that they're going to know business very well, that they're going to have a strong foundation in business and be able to build their own business after completing the $100 MBA course. That's my promise. And if you watch our video on our homepage, you'll see that my promise is what I leave them with. So make sure you include your promise with your business. What do you promise them? What's the experience they're going to have? What's the end result? Are they going to get what they're looking for? A promise can be very, very powerful because it allows people to understand and visualize how their life will be different after they go through and purchase your product. So make sure you include your promise on your business website. All right, I'm going to wrap up and go through all 8 right now, summarize all 8 right now, and then I'm going to move on and talk about something that you may thought I missed. So number 1 is a clear headline. Number 2 is an opt-in. Number 3 is valuable content on your website so they can understand what you're all about and you can gain credibility. Number 4 is your story. Number 5 is a call to action, clear, concise. Number 6 is a way to contact you. Number 7, why you, your differentiator. And number 8, your promise. Now, you might be thinking, Omar, what about social media? You didn't talk about social media. Why haven't you talked about adding social media to your website? Isn't that a huge part of business these days? Yes, social media is a very big part of business these days. But the point, in my opinion, of social media is to drive traffic to your website, not away from your website. I'm a firm believer that social media is not something that you should prominently put on your website, because when people click on your social media pages, say for example, they click on your Facebook icon in the header of your website, they head over to Facebook to check and like your page maybe, but now they're in Facebook and you know how Facebook could be. They're going to be checking out their statuses and notifications, and they probably will not go back to your website. So why do I want them to navigate away from my website? My website's where my business is. This is where business gets done. This is where I earn a customer. I want them to stay there. So if you must have social media icons, I recommend you put them in the footer of your website, just in case they do want to check them out somewhere. You may notice on 100mba.net, we have no social media icons. We do provide them once people subscribe. Once they subscribe to our website, we do put them in our emails. So if they do want to like our pages, they could do it then. But my primary focus is not for them to like my social media. We're very big on social media, actually. But our goal of our social media campaigns or social media pages is to drive traffic to our website, not the other way around. This is my personal and professional opinion. You may disagree, and that's fine. But that's why I did include it in the 8 must-haves. Guys, thank you so much for listening to the 100 MBA Show. I hope you enjoyed this 3-part lesson. If you did, please take a moment to drop us an iTunes rating and review. It takes 2 minutes, and you can learn how to do that at 100mba.net/show. Here's a review from Jeb. Jeb says, the best podcast on the internet. I'm not sure how anybody can rate this show anything less than 5 stars. They must be a failed entrepreneur or business person. But this show definitely has great information packed into only 10 minutes. Great for short drives or even walking to class. Thanks, Jeb. Really appreciate the review. And thank you all for listening and subscribing to the 100 MBA Show. We can't tell you how much we appreciate it. Without you, there is no show. We recognize that and we thank you for it. Guys, I want to leave you with this. When building your website for your business, make sure you add your personality. Make sure you add your sense of humor. Add a few things that make people say, hey, that's pretty cool. For example, a lot of our opt-in buttons, instead of saying subscribe or download is typical on any website, we write yes, please, which is kind of funny. It's kind of cool. It's kind of different. And it catches people off guard. So if you want to add a little bit of your personality in your website, don't be afraid to do that. It's not unprofessional. In fact, it's great branding and good business. All right, guys, I'll check you in the next episode. Take care.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.